Well, hey there, it's episode 237 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome to a new week. How was your Easter Sunday? Oh man, I gotta tell you that my entire weekend was centered around the Resurrection Day service at my church, what with prepping all the technical aspects of the service, creating much of the media, such as specialized motion backgrounds and sermon slides, making some tweaks on our new soundboard, and a myriad of other little things. By the time the service was over, I was exhausted, having gotten only about 4 hours sleep on Saturday night. I'm thankful that the service went well, with only one slight blip at the very beginning. As I record this, it's about 8 p.m. on Sunday. I laid down a little while ago for a short power nap in order to do this episode for you, but I'm not going to lie, I'm not really rested. So this is going to be a short episode. So we'll read just one chapter from Judges today, and that chapter is the 12th chapter. Our Bible translation this week is the Common English Bible. Let's begin. Judges chapter 12. The Ephraimites were called up for battle and crossed over to Zaphon. They said to Jephthah, "Why did you cross over to fight the Ammonites and not call us to go with you? We are going to burn down your house over you." Jephthah replied to them, "My people and I were in a great conflict with the Ammonites, but when I cried out to you, you didn't rescue me from their power. When I saw that you weren't going to rescue me, I risked my own life and crossed over against the Ammonites, and the Lord handed them over to me. So why have you marched against me today to fight me?" So Jephthah gathered all the men of Gilead and fought the Ephraimites. The Gileadites defeated the Ephraimites because they had said, "You are fugitives from Ephraim. Gilead stands within Ephraim and Manasseh." The Gileadites took control of the Jordan's crossing points into Ephraim. Whenever one of the Ephraimite fugitives said, "Let me cross," the Gileadites would ask him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If they said no, they would tell them, "Then say Shibboleth." But he would say Sibboleth because he couldn't pronounce it correctly. So they would seize him and kill him at the Jordan's crossing points. 42,000 of the Ephraimites fell at that time. Jephthah led Israel for 6 years. Then Jephthah, the Gileadite, died and was buried in one of the towns in Gilead. After Jephthah, Ibzan from Bethlehem led Israel. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters. He married his 30 daughters to those outside his clan and brought in 30 young women from outside for his sons. He led Israel for 7 years. Then Ibzan died and was buried in Bethlehem. After Ibzan, Elon from Zebulun led Israel. He did so for 10 years. Then Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried in Ajalon in the land of Zebulun. After Elon, Abdon, Hillel's son from Pirathon, led Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons mounted on 70 donkeys. He led Israel for 8 years. Then Abdon, Hillel's son from Pirathon, died and was buried in Pirathon in the land of Ephraim in the Amalekite highlands. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Remember a few chapters back when the Ephraimites complained to Gideon for not calling on them to help him fight the Midianites? At that time, Gilead masterfully turned away their anger by pointing out how much more was their contribution to Israel by their cleaning up of the stragglers of the Midianites. So here in chapter 12, the same tribe, the Ephraimites, comes against Jephthah with the same complaint. They wanted to participate in the glory of battle and share in the spoils as victors. Unlike Gilead, however, Jephthah is pretty blunt with them. He tells them, "I asked you, but you refused. So I went ahead into battle against the Ammonites, and God gave me victory." Notice he didn't say, "And I defeated them." He gave credit to God. The Ephraimites' complaint came from a place of pride and greed. They wanted bragging rights. They wanted to be thought of as great warriors, and they wanted to have some of the loot that goes to the victors in battle. Pride and greed. These are not the characteristics that God is too fond of. Jephthah, on the other hand, in giving God the glory for the defeat of the Ammonites, showed a character of humility, something that God loves. Anything other than humility is really kind of silly if you think about it. What talent, what ability, what intelligence do we have that wasn't given to us by Almighty God. The claim of, "I'm a self-made man," is patently ridiculous when you think about it. Everything that I am, anything good that I have accomplished, is because of what God has done in me. And I'll bet the same is true for you, dear listener. What has God done in and through you? Write to me and let me know, steve@lifespringmedia.com, or post your comments on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 237. I'll see you tomorrow when, by the grace of God, I'll be much more rested. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.